Alright, so let's talk a little bit about cold reading, okay? See, the thing is like, if you really want to break down cold reading to its most, like, basic primal forms, okay? And there's a lot that you can say about cold reading. And for example, I'll give you a perfect example of cold reading, okay? Yesterday, I'm talking to a girl, and I'm doing a little bit of October Man type of sequence thing on her. And I'm asking her, like, you know, what color does, you know, success remind you of? What color does success remind you of? Okay? And, you know, she says that it reminds her of, let me think. She says it reminds her of, she says it reminds her of pink. Okay? So success reminds her of pink, right? Okay, then I asked her, like, what you know, like, what's your soul, you know what I'm saying, like, what color, what does glitter remind you of? Okay, then I said, your soul. Now, I figured that pink is a color that she's automatically going to be into, okay? It's pretty much, I mean, you know, if she's in the pink, she's going to be in the glitter, okay, she's going to be into glitter. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I mean? Like, you could just... Okay, as far as cold reading is concerned, there's a couple of rules, okay? First rule is, like, is that things usually come in bunches. You know what I'm saying? Things usually come in packages, okay? This is just, like, the way it is, you know what I mean? Like, for example, when's the last time you saw, you know, fucking, you know, pink without, like light purple, you know what I'm saying? They usually come in a package. They typically come in a package. They're typically packaged together. Typically, they're packaged together. So, if a girl likes light pink, they like light purple, okay? So, if you know, she's got a... Because, see, the thing is like this, okay? People have... not the most easy time, you know, going from state to state, okay? When I say state to state, I mean emotional state, okay? I mean, literally, like, a girl, guy, whoever, okay, could be in, you know, okay, so I'll give you a perfect example, right? Literally, I'm, having an argument with somebody on my Facebook wall. Okay, so I'm sitting there arguing with them on my Facebook wall, and I'm talking dirty to some chick, okay, in a message, okay, so you gotta understand, like, I've gotta tap into this, you know, sexual state, and I gotta hurry up and go back into this argumentative state, you know what I'm saying, I gotta go back into this, you know, sexual state, and this argumentative state, you know what I'm saying, and so I guess, you know, you know, that, like, that's how I handle things, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, consciously, right? Okay, a lot of people, you know, they get into these modes. You see what I'm saying? These states. And so, you know, it's much harder, you see what I'm saying, to, you know, transfer from state to state. Okay? You see what I mean? Especially somebody without as much practice as me. Okay? Because, you know, I'm more of a creative kind of person, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like, literally you have to think about all these different states constantly, you see what I'm saying, and analyze these states and see how one state goes into the next state, and, you know what I'm saying, how one thing equals this and how this equals that, and all this other types of stuff. So you're constantly contemplating this stuff all the time, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if a person is just pushing buttons all day, they might not necessarily think about it, okay? So it's very important for you to think about how to go from, you know, one state to the next, okay? Now, let's get more specific, okay? Girl, you know what I'm saying? She likes the color pink, right? There's so much stuff that goes along with pink, okay? We're talking hearts, we're talking, you know, glitter, we're talking light purple, we're talking this, we're talking that. It's all prepackaged. Okay, so you want to be able to find out what the package is for the person that you're dealing with, okay? For example, I'm a pretty bare-bones guy, you know, laptop, computer, educational tools, you know, great, you know, wireless network. I can go anywhere I go. I got wireless with me, you know, bless you, you know, this type of thing. Okay, so I'm very technologically savvy. Okay. Okay, so what does someone technologically savvy have? You see what I'm saying? You can pretty much say that somebody who's technologically savvy is going to have their computer very specialized and optimized for certain tasks. Okay? So that's something that you can cold read. That's a cold reading. You can pretty much assume that because I'm technologically savvy, that I'm going to have my computer optimized in a way that's going to benefit my job that I do on my computer. Okay, say, I can pretty much assume this chick over here is into rainbows and unicorns and stuff like this, if she's into pink. Okay, and you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I mean, and she's very, I'm a girl, you see what I'm saying, and so that's cool, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, you know, I could pretty much assume that, like, somebody looks at my website, and they see the opera, and all this other types of stuff, they hear the opera music that's going in the background, you know, they see the ladies in the masks, and everything like this, and the fancy lingerie, you know, my website is black instead of white, and all this other types of stuff, you know what I'm saying, there's certain things that you can pull out of that, okay, you see what I'm saying, and so, you can assume certain things about me, okay. So ultimately, that's one way to cold read. We're constantly, it's very important for people to constantly look at their context and where they're at and why they're there and all this other types of stuff and make these readings, okay? Why? Okay? Because it completely can change your entire life, okay? It can make your job a lot easier as a seducer, okay? When you find out about her history, there's certain pre-packages that you can figure out, okay? You know, girl tells me her history, I'm like, okay, well, I could pretty much assume that her sexual development is somewhere along these lines, okay? So if that's the case, you know, there might be a little bit more guilt associated with, you know what I'm saying, their sexual past, which equals lust, passion, see what I'm saying, and things like that, that's more intensified, you see what I'm saying, you know, more potent, okay, more off the grid, less mainstream, more off the grid, okay, and so, ultimately, okay, you want to be able to see it. Okay, because see, the thing is like, I could ask questions all day. I could ask a girl questions like, oh, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? What did you want to da 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 da? Right? And ask girls questions all day. But the thing is it doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to want to answer those questions. You see what I'm saying? She could feel like, oh, it's an interrogation. Or, oh, oh, I'm being interrogated. Or something like that, instead of being like, oh, well, this guy is truly interested in me. Oh, God. You know, this guy is totally interested in me. He just wants to be with me. He just wants to know who I am and all about me and stuff like this. You see what I'm saying? So that's right there is kind of a big fault of societies, you know, and we're looking to improve upon that. Okay? So cold reading is definitely an option, a bypass, okay, to asking questions. It's a bypass to asking questions, so you can make more out of the questions that you have answered.